This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to chair a meeting of the government's emergency committee today. The meeting follows France's decision to close its borders to the UK to stem the spread of a new strain of the coronavirus circulating in London and the southeast of England. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The COBRA Civil Contingencies Committee is convening amid warnings of significant disruption around the ports in the English Channel. The transport of freight brought in by trucks is facing massive disruptions after France closed its border for 48 hours, which means trucks cannot get across the English Channel by boat. There have been reports of tailbacks going back miles into Kent, a county in southeastern England. Eurotunnel, the rail service that links Britain with mainland Europe, has also suspended services. Canada and Poland are among the latest countries to halt flights from the UK following the lead of many in Europe. Karen Chamas, London.
Moderna and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, the second approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Moderna for emergency use Friday. It did the same for vaccine produced by Pfizer-BioNTech earlier this month. The Vatican told Roman Catholics Monday that it was morally acceptable for them to use COVID-19 vaccines, even if their production employed cell lines drawn from tissues of aborted fetuses. A note from the Vatican's Doctrinal Congregation, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, said the use of such vaccines was permitted as long as there were no alternatives. Hong Kong's top court ruled unanimously Monday the government's decision to use a colonial-era emergency law to ban face masks at protests last year was proportionate and legal. This is VOA News. The House and Senate in the United States are expected to vote on a $900 billion COVID relief bill today that they finally agreed upon and will put money in the pockets of millions of Americans. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Under the agreement, $600 checks go to Americans making less than $75,000 a year, $300 a week to the unemployed. There's money for businesses, schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Finally, we have some good news to deliver to the American people.
There'll be another major rescue package for the American people.
The earliest Americans could expect to see checks, January. I'm Julie Walker.
President-elect Joe Biden welcomed the announcement of the aid deal, but said in a statement the work is far from over. President Donald Trump did not immediately comment on the aid deal. Nepal's Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said Monday his decision to dissolve parliament was the only way to resolve disputes and non-cooperation in his party that have led to a, quote, state of inaction, end quote. Nepal's president dissolved parliament Sunday at the request of the 68-year-old Oli and announced general elections would be held more than a year ahead of schedule, prompting about a dozen petitions in the country's top court. Police detained about a dozen protesters near Oli's office to prevent large-scale rallies against him. Seven ministers stepped down after the dissolution, saying it violated the popular mandate given to them in a 2017 general election. A German court is to hand down its verdict Monday on a deadly far-right attack in Halle last year that nearly became the country's worst anti-Semitic atrocity since World War II. Prosecutors say a bolted door was the only thing that prevented a heavily armed assailant from entering the Eastern City's synagogue with 52 worshippers inside, marking Yad Vashem, the holiest day of the Jewish year. A week before elections, UN peacekeeping forces in the Central African Republic say they've pushed back rebel forces who were advancing on the Central African Republic's capital. A spokesman for the UN said the situation is under control despite mounting police tensions. The government had alleged an attempted coup when three of the powerful armed groups that control most of the country's territory began advancing toward the capital along critical main roads ahead of presidential and legislative elections scheduled for December 27th. Japan's cabinet approved a ninth straight increase in the nation's defense budget as the government bolsters funding to develop longer-range cruise missiles and stealth fighters to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.